Priya, how little we learn to actually know each other. And we had so much to do that we hardly even had time to learn to know each other. Which means that I would say even today, there could be among us a new Prabhupada, a new Bhaktivinoda. Or several brilliant actual devotees, wise, pure, but who are not even recognized or considered to be just any old devotee. Even that word devotee is sometimes used. Not respectfully, but as just another one. One of those members of the Hare Krishna movement. But you know what a devotee means. It means a Vaishnava. It means the highest of yogis, the wisest of persons on earth. It means something. And yes, those who then took up Bhakti Yoga, some very seriously so, are supposed to, we all are, right, to become real devotees, bhaktas. So my theory is that if we stop in our tracks, look at each other, learn to know each other, take time and give our attention to that, to listening to each other's stories, then we might be in for some surprises. But there are some rather special souls here among us, not necessarily those who sit on the high positions. In fact, we should expect that they don't, because real Vaishnava devotees don't want to sit on such positions, but to simply be humble servants of everyone else.